what these first couple days have been like in Denver, what the workouts have been like, meeting your teammates?
It's been great. You know, coming into an organization like Denver, I couldn't be any happier, couldn't be any more thankful and fortunate. You know, the ownership here is great. The coaching staff here is great. The guys on the team are unbelievable. Just, you know, working out with them, you see their competitive nature, the way they work, and you understand why it's such a good organization. And I think the only tough adjustment right now has just been the altitude a little bit. So going up and downstairs has been a little bit rough here and there. So. Yeah, that amongst other things. So Coach Tootin has us doing.
Just seeing a Fox 31 in Denver, I just wanted to know just how much you felt like you needed this kind of fresh start and beginning to your career based on how everything went for you in Cleveland.
I don't know. I didn't look at it like that. You know, I think we're all presented with different opportunities in our life, and you know, I look at this one as a great opportunity. You know, a chance to work with Coach McDaniel, someone who I'm really, you know, looking forward to, and I've really enjoyed just the, you know, first few days continuing to grow in this system, something that I'm familiar with.
You said you mentioned before you're watching film. What have you seen? How much of it does maybe look a little familiar? Have you gotten to look at the playbook, your terminology?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been watching a lot of film. I'm definitely getting in the playbook, and there's a lot of familiarity with the offense, what I've been accustomed to. And I mean, the biggest thing is you see a lot of talent. You know, the offensive line here is stellar. Running backs are great. They do a great job not only getting out of the backfield and catching balls and pass protection, and the wide receiver core is fantastic. I mean, the guys make plays, they make catches, and, you know, they're smart players. You know, you got a lot of savvy vets on the team.
How does it maybe fit your skill set, this offense?
I think it fits great. Again, I've always been confident in my ability, so that'll always be the case.
Nice
to meet you, Mike.
How's the foot?
Foot's good. Foot's good. Yeah, I'm participating in everything. Appreciate you asking. It's nice of you, Mike. No, it's doing great. You know, like anything else, it's something that you just got to get back in the swing of things. And, you know, I'm participating in everything. I'm working with Greek, you know, a little extra stuff here and there.
You, I mean, the last 2 years you got pretty good opportunities to start, and both of them cut short by injuries. Is that about as frustrating as it gets?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the weirdest thing was, you know, going through college, you know, getting banged around a little bit. I never had an injury, and the type of injuries they've been, I think, is more freakish and weird. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, finger break. I've never hit on someone's helmet before. And then, you know, the way I got tackled when I hurt my foot, it was just an awkward way of landing. And it's just unfortunate. I mean, that's the only way you really can look at it. And, you know, you got to try to, you know, pull back from the situation, look at it, evaluate it, learn, and move forward. So.
You can send stuff, drop, plant,
throw. Oh, yeah, everything. You know, jump over cars, anything like that, you know, so.
Well, can you get video of that stuff?
Yeah, you know, Kobe Bryant did it one time, but, you know, I'm not really into videotaping that kind of thing, so.
Speaking of that, you're kind of known now as a guy who loves the weight room. When did that start? When did you start in love with iron there?
You know, my dad was a Marine, and when I was younger, he just would always have me working out, and I think one of the easiest ways to gain an advantage on your opponent is being in better shape, being in better condition. And you notice that in the fourth quarter. So one of the things my dad prided me on at a young age was, you know, working hard, being in the best shape. So when everyone else on the team seemed tired, you could lead them. You were the guy who, you know, didn't need, you know, a little extra water here or there or a break. You were the guy kind of leading them. And that's just transcended, you know, into high school, college, and really in the NFL as well.
Gary Miller from Channel 4.
I don't care.
You talk about your confidence, and being able to maintain your confidence, and that would seem to be difficult considering kind of the ups and downs you've had over the 3 years. How difficult has that been to remain confident in your ability to play at this level?
It's not that difficult, really. I mean, you see things on film. You know, it's, you know, being in, you know, the film and watching and understanding what goes on in a play and, you know, throughout a game, you can kind of see how close things can be. And, you know, how far away they are. And a lot of times things are a lot closer than people see on the outside. So, you know, it helps you to get confidence because you see every day working out, doing things, you know, how, you know, the progress you're making, how much better you're getting. And I think just, you know, one of the biggest things for quarterbacks, too, is the longer you're kind of in the league, the more you see things easier. You know, you understand things. You come to a new system, per se, but you pick things up right away. So, all those things just kind of give you great confidence in your growth, you know, throughout your time in the NFL.
Brandon Christoph from Sports Radio, 104.3 The Fan.
Repping Kansas.
and Kansas. You've been stuck in a quarterback kind of battle over the last couple of years. You're going to draw on that as you go into this. I know Kyle's the starter going in. I mean, just use that experience.
You know, my past experience, I think, is just, you know, overall made me, you know, understand what it's like, you know, to be in the NFL. I mean, there's, you know, a few situations where, you know, a team's going to draft you and give you an outright job. So, you know, my experience in Cleveland was always, you know, competitive, always trying to push one another. And I think that's what you have to do. It makes everyone else better on the team. You know, when guys are competing and working harder. And when the season comes around, you know, the coaches make that decision. And, you know, once that's the case, you know, once that is the case, everyone, you know, kind of conforms that role and, you know, prepares in that role. And I think, you know, really, I mean, whether I was starting or a backup, I think you have to prepare the exact same. You cannot allow yourself to become lax, and then all of a sudden something happens and you're in if you are the backup and you're not there to help out your team. So that's one of the biggest keys, I think, no matter what your role may be, whether you are starting a backup. I think both guys are preparing to be that guy.
How was your relationship with Derek? I mean, was he only sort of trade places for whatever reason?
You know, we had a good relationship, and honestly, through everything we went through, I think together there and everything he went through while he was in Cleveland, you know, we bonded a lot. You know, I consider him a good friend. You know, he's a funny guy. You know, hopefully people, you know, get to know him in Arizona. He's a good guy to have on the team.
Elvis Dumervil's great year kind of started with your game.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Elvis Dumervil?
Yeah.
17 sacks to lead the league. It started with your game.
Yeah.
Do you remember watching that game on film and just your impressions of him? Was there a lot of chewing out of the offensive line Monday after that game?
Or? No, I mean, first off, I mean, I'm one never to do that. You know, I appreciate the offensive line for everything they do. You know, schematically, I think, you know, Coach McDaniels and the rest of the staff did a great job of, you know, utilizing some things here and there. And, you know, we didn't probably play our best, you know, that day. But, you know, again, he's incredibly talented, and he's a great asset to have on the team.
Psychologically, do you think it benefits you to know that you are the guy for the times that you've been, or, you know, can you feed off the, you know, the competition regardless?
Psychologically, no, because, I mean, really, I view, you know, football like life, anything else. There's really no given. And I think, you know, my whole view is today I'm going to get as good as I can today. You know, I'm going to try to, you know, continue to, you know, watch film, get familiar with the guys on the team and bond with them and continue to get in the offense and, you know, get better today. And tomorrow I'll do the same thing. I think if I've learned one thing, you know, over being in the NFL too, I think it's been to have kind of short-term vision. I think when people start looking out too far ahead, they worry about things that don't really matter. You know, you got to stay in the moment.
You had any contact with Kyle yet?
I have not yet. I think he's in Hawaii at the players' meeting, so hopefully he's hashing out some good stuff for us, trying to make sure things are all set for next year.
What do you think about next year? Do you guys talk about it much?
About 2011?
It's the possibility of a lockout.
Yeah, I mean, it's a serious matter. I think it's something a lot of players talk about and a lot of guys are starting to prepare for. And, you know, obviously we don't want it. You know, we love playing this game and, you know, feel very blessed to have the opportunity. So, you know, hopefully that's not the case. I think it may be bad for our league, but, you know, I think I have faith we'll get a deal done.
Thanks, Brady.
Thanks, guys.